Welcome to another Bible Bite, compliments of heaven for sure. These Christian Living Bible Bites are published every Wednesday. I'm Peter Ramsey, and I want to share a spiritual thought with you to mull over in your mind as you go about your day. Today's Bible Bite is entitled, Say So! With an exclamation mark. Have you ever tried writing a poem? Many of us can honestly say that it's not our thing, even though we've tried once or twice. We've faced the reality that no Christian band will probably ever contact us or contract us to be their primary songwriter, lyricist. Having said that, non-poetic people can still appreciate good lyrics. Some of you may recognize these lyrics, but scratch your head trying to figure out where you heard them or what band popularized them. A part of the song goes like this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble. Maybe you're smiling just now because you love this song too. You're trying to figure out when and where you first heard it. Was it when you were driving back from the beach? Or maybe it was the background music at the gym or shopping mall? Probably not. More likely it was one evening when you were reading your Bible and you came across the song. And then you read the next few lines. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works towards the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills a hungry soul with goodness. Just in case you can't pinpoint where you came across these lyrics, they came from Psalm 107. The words stuck with you because of their rich meaning, unlike the shallowness of many songs. This song is deeply spiritual, reverential, and full of praise and thanks. It's the opening poem in the fifth volume of poems in the Psalms. The pen person is not known to us, but certainly is known to God, nor can we be sure of the circumstances that gave birth to these lyrics. What is important right now is this. Can you relate in any way to what these lyrics express? Did you get the sense as you read the lyrics that if we really feel this way about the Lord, if it's really so, then we should be saying so? Quietly living out our faith is the least we can do, but it isn't enough. Our responsibility doesn't stop there. If it's so, I also need to say so. Yes, in words. If the Lord really is good, and I've experienced his goodness, then I should say so. A little later in the same poem, after giving examples of the kindness and mercy of the Lord, the lyricist says it again. Declare his words with rejoicing, Psalm 107, verse 22. Or, as someone else has paraphrased it, tell the world what he has done. Sing it out. Has the Lord satisfied your soul? Did he fill your hungry soul with goodness? Did he set you free from your sins? Have you been redeemed? If so, say so today. You can say so in a conversation with your friend today. Unless the message would conflict with other not-so-good things you have expressed by image or in word via social media, then today post something about the Lord. Say so today. You can say so today as someone questions the existence of God. No one can dispute your own personal experience. So ask the Lord to give you courage to say so. Ask him to help you select the best words for the occasion. But the bottom line is, if it is so, say so today. Today when somebody asks you, hey man, how's your day going? Give them slightly more than they were expecting, but not too much. Try responding at least once today with, ah, I'm having a good day. I'm really enjoying God in my life. He's so real. Stop right there and see what happens. Thank you for listening to another Bible Bite. If you know others who may benefit from these regular, weekly spiritual tidbits from the Word of God, be sure to share it with them. Thank you very much.